Our scripture lesson today is from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is 66 books long. It is really at the center of the Old Testament prophetic tradition. We're going to hear first in Karen, and then we're going to hear in English.
Oui, Isaïe sera celui qui est voté de le lui. Oui, Isaïe sera celui qui est voté de le lui. Quoi que pour que y que hika oh, voilà y que tu le baie ça l'autre gani. Y baie ça le lou lo. Que si t'es là ta signe le pour que le te parle. Te cop tout toi ba, na te tout toi lui ba. Ta de na hu ba le clé bu ba. Te pour de bolle de bouine te ma te qui ba ouais ba. Na ma pi ma mi ou de apoi la popi li li ba. Kedai terasa sinyal itu tak minta tolong. Tukar papa pilih beli datang sebui batu apa terasa sinyal aku kelo. Dokor panik kekualat dah sudah sok kelo.
Who is the servant in the servant songs of Isaiah? We're going to read a passage today that by scholars has been called the servant song. But the servant is, it's not clear about who that servant is. By the time we come to the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, we have already heard a lot of thundering warnings and condemnation. But the fact is, the people haven't listened. And they have been taken away into exile, away from Jerusalem and away from the land that has been promised to them by God. But now the tone and the mood of the prophet's words changes dramatically. There's no longer hellfire and angry speeches, but consolation. Some of the most beautiful music in Handel's Messiah comes from the book of Isaiah. Comfort ye, my people. Chapter 40 begins, "Comfort my people, says our God, comfort them. Encourage the people of Jerusalem. Tell them that they have suffered long enough, and that their sins are forgiven." It is the task of the prophet to help the beaten down and oppressed exiles to look forward to what God will do next. God has not been defeated by the gods of Babylon. God has not forsaken or forgotten these refugees. God is about to do a new thing. The people will soon be liberated and allowed to return home as Persia conquers Babylon. In today's language, that would be Iran defeating Iraq and all the prisoners being set free. In this part of Isaiah, there are four well-known passages of hope for the future. Bible scholars call them the servant songs, chapters 42, 49, 50, and 52. Now, there's a lot of debate among scholars about who this servant is. And I have to admit that after reading about them and studying, I'm still confused, so a little bit of that confusion may spill over to you. But I do want to look at the first servant song, and I want to look at it in three different ways today. First, I want you to imagine that the servant that's being spoken of is the prophet, or someone in that time who is bringing a message to a group of refugees who are waiting to go home, that it's an individual the song is referring to. The second way I want to explore it is if that servant is actually the nation of Israel herself, that collectively all the people together are the servant of God. And third, I want to try to understand these words because they are used as a prophecy of Jesus and are recorded in the New Testament. So first, the servant as an individual person. Some believe that the servant is a person who lived during the exile, a person actually who was a lot like Moses. Moses is described as a servant of the Lord 40 times, so the same word, the same expression for this person brings to mind Moses. God gave Moses the task of leading the people out of Egypt and into the promised land. He has given this servant of the Lord the task of bringing the people back to Jerusalem, back to Israel from exile. Moses was chosen to be the voice of God to the chosen people, the servant of the Lord, is to be that reminder, that potent reminder that God has not forgotten them, and to be a reminder of the covenant between God and the people. Just as Moses was the lawgiver, so now the servant of the Lord is the one who reminds them of that law and of their relationship, their duty to God, as they are coming back from the exile. Well, how are they to live now in obedience and love? What Moses did for the people in the Exodus is what the servant of the Lord in Isaiah will do for the people coming home from exile. So, I want you to imagine first that the person whose job it is to lead the people and for the people to be aware of God's presence and of God's creating and power alongside them. The Lord says, "Here is my servant whom I have strengthened, the one I have chosen and with whom I am pleased. I have filled him with my spirit. He will bring justice to every nation. He will not shout or raise his voice. He will not make loud speeches in the street. He will not break off a bent reed nor put out a flickering lamp. He will bring lasting justice to all. He will not lose hope or courage. He will establish justice on the earth. Distant lands eagerly wait for his teaching. God created the heavens and stretched them out. He fashioned the earth and all that lives there. He gave life and breath to all its people. And now the Lord God says to his servant, I, the Lord, have called you, given you power to see that justice is done on the earth. Through you I will make a covenant with all peoples. Through you I will bring light to the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind and set free those who sit in dark prisons. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We need leaders. We need prophets that help us to understand ourselves in our world. The people in Isaiah's day needed him to explain to them that something new was going to happen. So often we think that the future is going to look just like the recent past. And sometimes it does. But there are times when something very different happens. Isaiah was telling his people something different is going to be happening. God was doing something new. Isaiah was showing them that God was indeed at work in the return from the exile, as God had been in the coming out of Egypt in the Exodus. This is what the servant's job is to do, to make them aware that they understand that this is part of their heritage now. The servant in this case is the one who is speaking. But I would also like you to imagine that the servant refers to Israel, to the people that he is speaking to, the Hebrew people all together collectively as the servant of the Lord. When we listen to it in that way, the words are such an encouragement to people who have been hopeless for a long time. They were driven out of Jerusalem 50 years before. That's almost two generations. How welcome these words must have sounded to them when they heard, "Here is my servant," referring to them, "my chosen one in whom my soul delights," that God not only is aware of them, but loves them. "I have filled them with my spirit, and through you I will make a covenant to all peoples, and through you I will be a light to the nations." This group that has been so dispirited and thinking that their God had been defeated is going to be a light to the nations of the power of that God at work. This song is easier to understand at this point if the servant is the people of Israel, and that if being referred to as an individual, all people are drawn together. God's love is expressed through the people. This is an amazing task. It is no longer a voice from the mountain or tablets that Moses brings down. God is going to be expressed through the devotion, through the faithfulness, through the perseverance of the people. The whole world will be blessed by God's justice as the people faithfully live out their covenant with the Lord. So in some ways, this makes more sense, the servant of the Lord, to actually be all of the people of Israel. No longer are they a defeated people worshiping a defeated God. God is at work in the whole world through them. As they obey the commandments, pursue what is right, and practice humility, they will be the light to the world. They will become the servant of the Lord. The other way, the third way, I'd like us to examine how Isaiah's words about the servant of the Lord is this. He is describing Jesus, and he is describing Jesus' mission. In Matthew 12, Isaiah 42 is quoted. We can understand better who Jesus is by what Isaiah says. Listen to these words from Matthew 12. When Jesus heard about the plot against him, okay, he's already raised a lot of anger among some of the religious leaders. He went away from that place, and large crowds followed him, and he healed all the sick and gave them orders not to tell others about him. He did this to make true what the prophet had said through the what God had said through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant, whom I have chosen, the one I have loved, and with whom I am pleased. I will send my spirit upon him, and he will announce my judgment to the nations. He will not argue or shout or make loud speeches in the street. He will not break off a bent reed nor put out a flickering lamp. He will persist until he causes justice to triumph, and on him all people will put their hope. We talked about how the servant may have been that prophet all those years ago in exile, bringing the people back. Or the people themselves are the servant. And now Jesus has come and he has fulfilled these words in what he does and how he speaks. The people were waiting for a word of hope in Isaiah's day, and they received it. The people were waiting for a word of hope in Jesus' day, and they received it in him. These are words of encouragement. They're needed for us today as well in our time of transition. Isaiah's prophecy applies to us. Because of Jesus, we know that we are chosen and beloved by God, that God is pleased with us. We hear the angels over Bethlehem saying, "Peace on earth with people with whom he is well pleased." So the question I asked at the beginning, who is the servant in the servant songs of Isaiah? The answer may actually be you and me. It may be us. These are words that we need to hear from that ancient prophet in order to help us to understand our lives, to understand God's activity in our lives. We are the people that are waiting for that word of encouragement. God is pleased with us. We have been blessed by God, not in order that we may be happy and move about the world in a joyful way. That's part of it. But we have been brought in order that we may be a light to the nations, that our example may bring others to understand what it is that God is trying to do throughout the whole world. We are called to persevere in faith until Christ comes again. And when that happens, he will cause justice to triumph, and all things will be made new. Who is the servant in the servant songs of Isaiah? It turns out that we may be, you and I. We are called to be the servant of the Lord. May we believe and be blessed by these words from Isaiah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for these words that ring and ring true through the ages. Help us to understand what it is to be called your servant, to understand what it is to be blessed by you, to understand what it is that we need to leave behind in order to be faithful and obedient servants. Instill in us that hope that you spoke so clearly through Isaiah so many years ago. May it be embedded in us as well. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, the servant of the Lord. Amen. I can't quite give up Christmas yet. Joy to the world, the Lord has come, number 120. Let's stand and sing together.